are not for killing people.
A robot invasion outside the British Parliament last month as campaigners aim to highlight what they say are the imminent dangers of robots that are able to kill. Among them, American Jodie Williams, who won the 1997 Nobel Peace Prize for her role in the campaign to ban landmines.
There has to be discussion about technology that will totally transform war. And when my country wants to call it a bloodless battlefield, I feel enraged.
The X-47B, one of the world's most advanced unmanned combat air vehicles, or drones, is currently undergoing flight testing in the United States, one of many countries to operate such programs. Noel Sharkey, a professor of artificial intelligence and robotics and chairman of the International Committee for Robot Armed Control, says drones mark the final step in the industrial revolution of war.
Now, the big question is, who is looking at the targets? Who's deciding when to fire it? We're only concerned with the kill function being autonomous. So we need proper human supervision to select the targets and engage them.
Sharkey says currently all drones operate under human supervision. But supporters argue that technology like drones can eliminate human fallacy from the battlefield. Professor Christopher Coker of the London School of Economics is author of Warrior Geeks, How 21st Century Technology is Changing the Way We Fight and Think About War.
One argument is they have greater oversight than anyone's ever had before. They are actually watching the target for hours at a time, sometimes days at a time. So there's a certain behavioural profile, and on that basis they take the decision whether to strike or not. But that gives you no greater insight into the character that you're actually dealing with. And of course there is collateral damage as well.
A promotional video from South Korean industrial giant Samsung Techwin for its SGR-A1 Sentry robot, which aims to replace border or security guards with intelligent surveillance cameras. The robot is armed with a 5.5mm machine gun, but still controlled by human operators. The campaign group Human Rights Watch says it fears the human element could one day easily be removed. Again, Professor of Robotics Noel Sharkey.
The thing about an autonomous robot is you couldn't hold it accountable. It's not a moral agent. So who do you hold accountable? Well, the problem is that you're probably going to talk about having the commander being accountable, but that really wouldn't be fair because there are so many things that can go wrong with a robot.
Campaigners say there is huge interest from industrial corporations in developing so-called killer robots, but the UN Human Rights Council wants to discuss a moratorium on their deployment next week in Geneva. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.